Oh, the mighty innocence of Russell Bedford's son, that died for the plot, whether guilty or not, by his last equivocating speech. By the words of a dying man, I here protest I know no plot against the life of the king or government, either by action or intent. Fie, 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 my lord, what are you about to do? To sink to hell by the sound of your knell, both soul and body too. Oh, the shallow memory of this bloodthirsty lord, to deny and confess and all to express his guilty insolence the more. I at Mr. Shepherd's house did hear some little slight discourse, how easy 'twas the guards to seize, yet I am guiltless, if you please. No, 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 my lord, your guilt's too plainly seen. And Monmouth too with Shaftesbury's crew to destroy both king and queen. Next, your lordship does protest no man had ever yet that impudence against his prince to your face to propose any foul design. Then you confess immediately at the house of politic Shaftesbury. You heard such words were sharp as swords, the worst can be thought or English affords, which raise your righteous spirit to exclaim against their sense. Yet this you concealed and never revealed till in your blind defense. Popery, your lordship says, is bloody and unjust. What then you designed with those you combined was scarce to jest our lives away. For when the Duke of Monmouth came to acquaint your honor of his fear of being undone by the heat of some too violent for the bloody cause, away you go to Shepherd Strait, where pernicious words were said, in passion all with judgment small, but consequence of dread. From the time of choosing sheriffs I did conclude the heat, would this produce? That's no excuse, but just confession of the fact. Presently your lordship says, for farther confirmation still, you are not surprised to find it fall on your honor, who deserved it all. Immediately you would proclaim aloud your innocence. Why, your lordship's mad in a cause so bad to put that sham pretense. Oh, ye true blue Protestants, whose times are yet to come, you see your fate early or late, follow you must, is all your doom. Monmouth, Armstrong, Ferguson, Grey, good enough, the undershrief, with all your ignoramus crew, that justice, hate, and treason brew. Scaffold, Tyburn, Halter, Axe, those instruments of death, as 'tis your due, may't you pursue till you resign your breath.